Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find all our friends assembled. Vic has newly arrived home from the office, and he stands beside the library table removing his hat. Sade is seated on the davenport with a sewing basket. And young Russell is just this moment drifting in from an after-school football workout in Tatman's vacant lot. Listen.
Why, George, I ache in every muscle.
You don't act very miserable.
No, it's kind of relaxing to ache in every muscle.
What's in the shoebox, Dr. Sleech?
Oh, that's the present for Russell.
What is the present for me?
Library table there. Uncle Fletcher just left 10 or 15 minutes ago.
What's new with him?
Oh, busy as a bee and important as my shoe. Just more than strutted around and waved his arms and laid down the law.
Still up to his neck in his landlady's marriage plans, huh?
Oh, boy.
Can I open the shoebox, Mom?
Well, so it's yours.
What's inside?
Letters.
Letters?
Old letters. Just like him to give somebody old letters for a present.
Yeah.
Like making somebody a gift of a bucket of old snow or a saucer of old rainwater.
Are there any new developments of this stock in nature occurring with Mrs. Keller and her bridegroom?
Oceans, I guess. Uncle Fletcher was mysterious as a horse. He scowled and frowned and winked and muttered.
Dear Grace, I am as sorry as you are about the two missing quarts of crankcase oil. Either Albert or William seem to be interested. I don't know if I care to go on living. Perhaps you'd better burn this. Margaret.
Is that one of the letters?
Yeah.
Elegant present you got.
Yeah. Here's another one. Dear Edith, I'm giving up candy, motorboating, watermelon, and music. I have to laugh when I think about Tuesday. Grandpa received the fudge. Jeanette.
Are those Uncle Fletcher's letters?
I suppose so.
Did he ever go under the name of Edith?
Well, not that I know of.
The first one I read is addressed to Grace.
Oh, he probably scooped a batch of letters off in the sideboard, and half of them belonged to his landlady.
Well, her name's not Edith.
Not Grace either.
Oh, well, ish. Maybe her sisters or cousins or something.
Why did he give Russell letters addressed to Edith and Grace?
I don't know, Lance.
Well, I'm very grateful for the present, of course.
I think this was the general idea behind it. Uncle Fletcher said something about, Sadie, honey, this box contains documents and personal correspondence I've received through the years. I thought Russell...
Oh, I bet he figures this batch of stuff might have historical interest.
Yes, that's the very way he put it.
Mm.
Historical interest. And he said something about Russell being the youngest member of the family. He felt Russell should be entrusted with any valuable papers that happened to be around loose.
Well, it sure bucks me up.
Oh, and he said quite a few of the letters in that shoebox was from celebrated characters, famous people.
Uh-huh.
I thought to myself, just that's much more trash to clutter up the attic.
Maybe not. As he points out, old letters can be valuable. I read in the paper where somebody bought a letter written by a college president so-and-so of such-and-such a university and planked down $49 for it.
$49? But who'd buy old letters?
Collectors and different people.
Dear Fletcher, thanks very much for the basket of peaches. They tasted delicious. Esther says to tell you hello. As ever, Roy.
I bet that's his pal Roy dejectedly talks so much about.
Kind of a short letter.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be valuable?
I don't imagine that particular one is.
Who's Esther and them?
Search me.
Well, if you can sell that for $49, Willie, you're some clerk.
I'll let it go dirt cheap.
Read a minute.
Dear Uncle Fletcher, thought I would write and see how you were feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap is let up considerable on the twins.
Well,
yes, yes.
Yeah. What's the date on there?
September 18th, 1944.
Oh, I've asked just last week.
Uh-huh. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap is let up considerable on the twinges. Well, I suppose you're sorry to see the summer.
Hey, don't be reading that. This is private mail out loud to strangers.
Strangers? Where's the stranger?
Just lay that off to one side.
Okay.
You don't imagine Uncle Fletcher intends for Russell to sell the letter he got last week from Beth.
You don't get the idea, Mr. Hooch. He considers that batch of documents family heirloom. He figures they're valuable.
What do you expect? He'd charge a customer for Bess's letter there.
Oh, go jump in the lake.
Here's an old yellow one, written about 9 million years before I was born. February 12th, 1905. Dear Fletcher, thanks very much for the basket of peaches. They tasted delicious. Esther,
you read that before.
No, I never. Here's the other one.
What's the date on it?
February 12th.
What year?
1915. Dear Fletcher, thanks very much for the basket of peaches. They tasted delicious. Esther says to tell you hello. As ever, Roy.
There's a coincidence. He sent this Roy a basket of peaches on February 12, 1905, and then 10 years later, on the same date, he sent him another basket of peaches.
What's the letter worth?
Uncle Fetcher's not reckoning the value of these letters in dollars and cents.
Who's that Esther that's always saying hello?
Oh, sure.
Here's one from the senator.
Ah, maybe we're getting someplace.
Dear sir, you are a four-flushing swindler. You've owed me $18 for 2 years, and all I receive from you is excuses. I want cash money, and I want it quick. Very truly yours, Senator Harold L. McFarmerly.
He's a senator, all right.
Not a very nice letter.
Uh-uh.
Well, what's it worth, being from a senator that way?
Oh, quit asking me what everything's worth. I don't know what it's worth.
Around a dollar?
Yeah, around a dollar.
Dear Uncle Fletcher, my mother said for me to write you a nice letter and say thanks for the pretty dolly you sent me for Christmas. I have named the dolly Helen. Thus he sends a hug and a kiss.
Who's that from, Corporal Mike Hogan?
It's from Sadie.
No.
Here, because down here at the bottom you got it all down.
Oh, here, let me see that.
I'll pass it over, please, Scott.
Oh, I remember that. Well,
here's one that does belong to Uncle Fletcher and his landlady. Dear Leota, your note received, I'm so glad to hear from you. Ernie's teeth came Tuesday and they seemed to fit fine and looked real nice. But like the big Benny he is, he went right out to the woodshed and put both plates in a vise and tried to bend the little gold wires.
See how I wrote when I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Here's circles and crosses, hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to send this to Beth next time I write.
Yeah.
Here's a letter dated February 12th, 1925.
From Motorman Pete Jackson of the Cleveland Circuit Line?
No. Dear Fletcher, thanks very much for the basket of peaches. They tasted delicious.
Well, there's three baskets of peaches, Uncle Fletcher said.
Uh-huh.
Did Esther say hello this trip?
Sure. Esther says to tell you hello.
What's the missive on your knee there?
Dear Mr. O'Donnell, I am returning you your violin and your apple core. The train rabbit and the dictionary I am keeping. Mother and I...
Here's the little girl letter. I misspelled Christmas and only put one L in Dolly. Oh, yeah, I have to send this to Beth.
Mother and I both feel that under the circumstances, this is the best way to settle the matter. Arthur paid for the bicycle pump and the Cracker Jack, so you needn't worry on that score. I went down to the post office now and mailed it. See you Wednesday at the picnic. Your little cupcake.
What's all that?
It's a letter to Mr. O'Donnell from your little cupcake.
Well, I wonder if it's right to read other people's letters.
Well, they're my letters. I was made a present of them. Dear Uncle Fletcher, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine in Walter's kneecap.
I told you to lay that off to one side.
Well, not this one. This is another one. We are fine in Walter's kneecap.
All right, Mr. Smart Aleck.
Okay.
Uncle Fletcher sat on us with two boxes full of old letters. One of these times, I'm just going to have to settle his hash.
Hammerhand, look and see if you can't find some signatures of importance. Governors and generals and so on.
Well, I don't believe there's any hope. Here's one signed by Mr. Eggspender. Another one signed Phoebe Punkman. Here's one signed Mrs. Artie Bletchford and sons Emmett, Kylie, Stanwood, Peter, Raymond, Ollie, and Steve.
What you going to do with your elegant box of valuable documents?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Maybe we ought to rent a large safety deposit vault down at the bank.
Well, a nice letter dated February 12, 1935.
What's it say?
Dear Fletcher, thanks very much for the basket of peaches. They tasted delicious. Esther says to tell you hello. As ever, Roy.